You get the sound of me pouring Coke.
The sound of you pouring...
In the beginning of the second real session, there's really bizarre noise at the beginning of the audio.
Which one?
The second audio.
The second audio?
Listening to the second one.
What is it?
What, the bizarre noise or the second audio?
What's the bizarre noise?
I don't know, or else it wouldn't be a bizarre,
bizarre.
Noise.
There's no context to the bizarre noise.
No, it's just a bizarre, like, weird, bizarre noise.
Probably someone coughing or thumping or dancing or something. Probably
that bad. Would be the session the, where I was trying to trick
Blue with the Blue Bridger. Blue Bridger seems so long ago.
Yeah.
With 13, yes, for damage done.
The dragon meat how to get into the industry seminar taped quite well.
Did it?
Actually, yeah.
Excellent. I was worried because they were quite close to it in there, so there was a lot of peaks.
There might be a few peaks in there, and you do get the cross over conversation when the people randomly went up to get signed in the middle of the seminar.
To catch both conversations?
Yes.
That's quite funny.
It's mainly the one going, oh, I'm such a big fan.
I love you!
My friends love you. So, that's on there, it doesn't really matter too much. It's a good thing it's on the background.
It was a very good, it was a good panel actually, it was a good one, I enjoyed being at it.
Yeah, you could hear the aircon in the background, but luckily, because we took the audio back.
With any luck, we'll be able to fill that off. Did you get John Kovac's
voice on tape?
No,
he was absolutely
huge. Like, not even when you were talking to him.
No, we wanted to interview him, but well, he tends to draw quietly. Difficult to talk and draw. And
he's my new hero.
Is he?
He's a very, very nice guy.
He's a lovely man.
He's a lovely man indeed.
Don't worry about playing perfect or right.
But he draws and signs anything, and so
even though it's just worth nothing.
Well, no, it's that because the queues. I mean, the queues aren't out the door at that point in time. They start off very large. We just like no hope at all in the morning because it's like. But even when there's, let's say, relatively few people, like 10 people,
so it still takes
him. He spends a lot of time with people, so it's still a long time to go through the queue.
I'm going next year.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Are you going to do that next year?
Well, I hope so. He normally goes because his parents live in London. So
it's a good work to get there, do a bit of work, and write it off against tax.
And he's so good in conventions because he'll just sign and talk and chat.
He's a cracking nice man.
He's the first signature of anybody I've ever got in the world, but unfortunately, because he signs everybody's everything, it's not worth anything.
Not in that sense, but you know, it's personal.
He's really a big picture, so I'm fine.
I had a very nice signed copy of Sheer Geek 3, which means I've now got a box to put all my cats in.
That's contrasted to the other way with it's a bit expensive.
I would like to say it is true. Hentacle is filthy.
Is it filthy game?
But it looks good fun and we're going to review
it. Who makes it? I can't remember.
Postmortem Studios.
Because it's one of the guys who did Munchkin's Guide to Power Gaming, wasn't it? Because he was on the seminar. He did say it was filthy game. That's why it was sold in a plain white
envelope.
Really filthy.
With 18 and Hentacle written on it.
You're not going to put any scans on the RPG
Yes, maybe. Maybe there's a couple of cards that might be okay to put on as an example in the review.
A huge censored block over there.
Yes. None of the spit roast.
Super pixelated.
Yes.
Well, it was so rude that Finn and I didn't actually understand one of the cards where we were documenting the card.
In fact, we can probably name it, and a large number of people won't understand what
the
triple pictures, platinum is.
No. The picture platinum? It sounds like an album.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? The picture is quite self-explanatory.
When we're not taping, I'll tell you one of my favourites, but I'm actually not going to mention it on the tape.
It actually looks good. A favourite activity or card?
Yes.
What's the game called again? Hentacle.
It comes from the fact that in Japan you can't show a penis in any form on any form of film. So instead of actually having penises everywhere, you have squid rape. Instead, which is obviously much more acceptable.
There's a strange thing in Japan where they're not allowed to show
pubic hair,
that they can't be shaved.
Yes.
It's
very bizarre.
Or is that just a social moray rather than a law? I can't remember.
Anyway.
It's like shaving in Japan. The councillors and the government are like, just shaving it all.
Dungeon on.
Dungeon on. Oh, before we begin, I would like to say thank you once again to Riley from DungeonMajesty.com for yet another donation. He's a lovely man.
He is indeed a lovely, lovely man.
Yes, thank you again.
And we're very much looking forward to the Dungeon Majesty newsletter. And fan club stuff.
The stuff on heavy.com is pretty good, actually.
Yeah. I've only seen the first episode of Dungeon Majesty. I've seen the first episode, but there's several episodes. But episode 2 or 3, you said, was like when they went to conventions and they did it as a kind of convention Dungeon Majesty crossover kind of things, which would be quite good. And they should have been at Gen Con SoCal, which I think is just about finished.
Cool.
And done the same thing, so hopefully. We'll see some of them. Very nice, the donations. And now, I've just moved my site, actually.
Have you?
Today.
Did it work?
So, yeah, it looks very like good. Very so smooth for the new
host. Excellent. They are very excellent. That's what I said.
Blaff, there you go.
I did a search for your name on Google earlier on because I was bored. And you know the only site that comes up?
It's Paul's.
What's that?
No, I put Richard Halpin, which is your name.
Yes.
If anybody on the tape didn't know. And
now they do.
Yeah. Oh, well.
They're going to steal my credit cards and things.
Yeah.
Please donate your credit card.
I came up as, and the second prize winner of
Cthulhu. Yeah, what's the deal with Toy Ball? I thought they were going to make them by Cthulhu.
It will, they take a very, very long time.
Yes. You're waiting for the second half of my prizes.
I was robbed.
I came up with the idea first. I think it's quite funny that in this room we have the first and second prize winners of the Toy Vault competition.
And the organiser.
The person with the best idea who was robbed.
After the entire planet.
We're too slow.
Oh, did you know that Hal Halpin, by the way, because I typed that in as well, is the president of a games company?
Really?
Perhaps it's a future Google search. What games?
I don't know. It was just all about President Hal Halpin of blah 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 game or something.
Wow, I'm sure you'll look him up and see if we're related and see if he can give me a job.
Your dad's actually on there.
Of course he is.
I'm not.
People get there in the end.
You see, the problem,
Danny Datic's got me on.
You see, the problem with me is that Hal is such a normal...
I tried that as well, but surprisingly it didn't come up with you. It came
However, as the great debate on the forums is currently going, if you type in Kevin's web name, we come up the top two, and he's unfortunately now fifth.
Yeah.
We just steal other people's rankings.
The fact that our Google ranking is so solid now.
We're solid
in a seven. We must be heading towards an eight.
It filters through as well on all the other pages have to kind of get that ranking before the next level goes
up. So it all builds.
But ranking 7 is pretty darn high ranking.
Yeah. We're happy with the ranking 7 at the moment. We've built a ranking 8 and then we're dominating. Then 9. Actually, currently I'm higher than eBay in England. eBay.co.uk, the main page, doesn't have a ranking as high as 7.
Well, there you go.
How bizarre.
Unfortunately, not as rich.
In fact, Amazon.co.uk only has a zero.
it depends how it...
Because no one links to Amazon's front page at all, anywhere. What? Why would you? You link to individual items because you get feedback, don't you? You get money back.
So.
Anyway.
Best dungeon on.
Game on. Last game you defeated...
What do you mean? What's defeated?
Caused to run away...
Yeah.
The sorcerer that was in the large temple location, A103.
Hey, we didn't write the third edition rules that say you just have to, like, talk to them to beat them. It's like,
you got his XP, quit your moaning.
Ordered a stick, very funny today.
What?
You see that
What's
one?
It is. Is it the XP one? Where he's chasing the bard around, or is that the last one I read?
No, there's a new one up there, it's quite funny.
Oh.
It's I'll let you see it. It's number 126, and it's like, the bard wants to take a level of being a magic user. The magic user, Zervarius, whatever, goes, but you can't, it took me 100 years to be a first level magic user. Well, as a bard, I just sort of turned out looking over your shoulder all the time, and it's done easy. And you're so high.
It's quite funny. Yeah. Was it last time's was role playing experience?
Oh, yes. I was like, oh no, oh woe is me. Oh, hi, I wish I had this thing.
Level, thank you very much. It's quite funny. It's like ordering the sick. I've now read it all, which is quite good. It's quite a time. I have read all, but you've got to read it, it's very good.
Could that be when you're sat on your computer rather than spending time with your wife?
No, it's generally when I'm uploading these audio files because it takes absolutely
donkeys. That'd be when you're sat on your computer instead of spending time with your
wife. That's why you need a wireless laptop and you can do both at the same time.
All donations of a wireless laptop's great ticket.
Well, I'm selling one in the new year. So,
oh, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very good. I'll be selling mine.
A wireless tap lock.
A wireless tap lock, you can.
Or a whaptop. A whaptop.
A whaptop.
It's a whaptop.
It's a wireless laptop.
Is it a good wireless laptop?
It's a Sony Vaio. I've made the DVD drive.
Sony, yes, produces many fine electronic goods.
Indeed, Finn! And I've made the DVD drive inside it multi-regional, so you can play any...
I mean, you fiddled it.
Yeah, I fiddled it.
Yeah.
For my own research purposes.
Anyway.
Very good buy. Look out for it in the near future.
For sale soon
in the new year.
Right, you have searched the areas around the chapel, I believe, or Thiefy has.
Yes.
To the south of the chapel, there are a number of rooms that you've searched.
In which you found...
And stop nicking all the stuff.
Stop roguing it.
Like we haven't found anything worth nicking for ages. That
we didn't find anything in Session 8, and we found a set of pipes in Session 9.
They're very nice. Whoa, pipes.
That reminds me, talking about the fact we're drying out the magical pipes that we don't know that needs fixing.
Yes.
We need mend, whatever it is.
Yes.
I haven't got mend. Someone must have mend.
Mending or...
You've got mend.
Mending or make hole.
A whole team of like 25 people in the party now, or whatever it is.
Yes. Well, then you can have an actual miscellaneous magical item, which is absolutely useless.
I think I can even use it, or do you need a bard?
Yes.
You need ranks in perform, unfortunately.
Oh. Have you got ranks in perform?
No, but I will have.
Can you get it?
Do I have ranks in perform? No, yes, I can have it.
Oh, is it a class skill?
Of course it's a class skill. Yes. Everything's a bloody class skill for the rogue.
I'd just like to point everybody to the picture of Woot, my snake.
There it is.
Oh, have you got it on the actual thingy?
Yeah, it's wrapped around your arm.
That's neat. That was with that,
It's hero generator.
Hero generator?
Yeah, hero generator.
Really
it's quite nice. It's hard. It's a bit confusing to use.
I don't know how I can show a picture of it on the site, though.
You put up the,
screenshot.
You can either screenshot it like this and take a picture of it, or you can save it off as a bunch of data text, which you can then put back into Hero Generator and recreate it.
Yeah.
So, say for example, you lost your cloak, you can put back in your text and delete your cloak off, or change it if you want to, and then save off the new
screen capture print.
Yeah, screen capture will get you the text. Well, I can get your picture back if you give me this thing and put it on the site for you.
Because I saved it, didn't I?
Thought you did. You didn't.
Besides the bagpipes.
You scanner that, eh?
Besides the bagpipes of doom.
Yes.
It reminds me that I think the rogue, that's rogue, not thief, has a unfinished magical sword that needs finishing off.
Yes, she does.
And I might be able to finish it.
You might, yes.
You might if you're willing to sacrifice the XP.
Damn! Well, that's one skill
right there. No XP for this. It's part of the, part of the function of the weapon's already been prepared for the spell to be cast into it.
Yeah.
All it needs is for you to be able to cast the spell into it.
Once
I've found what it can be. Is there any more magical weapons in the complete fighter? Right then.
Yeah.
Let's have a look. See. Magical weapons special abilities. Alright. I'll read out the spells required.
No, there's two you can have, I think.
Which sword is it? Is it the one I use, or is it another one?
You want wrath?
Yeah, there was one magical sword that counted as plus one that you could...
Summon Monster 1,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Summon Monster 1.
Yeah.
You can make it a Bane weapon.
You don't really want to put Summon Monster 1 in it, you don't...
This is forms level 2, that
yeah.
Yep. Dancing, animate objects. That's
can you put I want to kick undead
but... Oh, can we have a dancing sword?
Shield.
That's neat.
Shield you've got. Shield's level 1. You can make it a weapon of defending.
Yeah, I think there's only Bane of defending you can make it.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Clairaudence, clairvoyance? No. Flame blade.
So, I either make it really suck, or I make it a shield. Right.
Doesn't really suck.
That's not a tough
Let's just skim through this a second. Chill armour. Chill metal. What level's chill metal?
Two.
I think he's looked already. Keen edge is not level one. Cure light wounds. Cure light wounds.
Oh yeah, it's merciful.
You can make it merciful.
Okay. Well, so you hit them, like, just like Bastion used to do. You hit them and make them better.
No. The weapon deals an extra 1d6 points of damage. And all damage it deals is non-lethal. On command, the weapon suppresses this ability until command to resume it. Basically, she'd be beating them unconscious with her short sword.
Rather than killing them.
But it does give it. It's an additional d6 damage, which means she can do non-lethal stabs in the back.
Ow! Ow! Shoulder blades!
I have accurately stabbed you in the kidneys. However, I have bludgeoned them and they are very bruised. It's magic, okay?
Okay.
Telekinesis is level 2?
Five, yes.
I think it's crap, but there you go. Lightning, shocking but lightning, speed is haste. Spell storing doesn't require anything. Thundering.
I like sort of generator thing. You have background and one of them which is like musical notes.
Well, not the spell you have access to.
Very bardy.
Do you?
No, I have access to it.
Is it level 1?
Yeah.
You have throwing then.
A throwing sword.
I'm good at throwing.
Yeah, but then you've thrown your short sword away. The only magic weapon permanency we have.
I have a quick date with Battlestar Galactica and the video recorder.
That is pretty much it.
It's throwing, I think, shield may be the best option.
It's throwing, defending, bane, or merciful. It's not bad. That's a good selection of. So you're going to get a bane weapon. That would be cool.
Are you asking me?
Yes, you're so.
Okay. You haven't told me what to do, really. You just went blah blah blah.
Basically, your short sword is currently a plus one short sword.
Yeah.
Like once this spell's cast in, it'll be a plus one short sword of something.
And what will that of something give me in actual roll and dice terms?
Bane allows you to excel at attacking one type or subtype of creature. Basically, it's a bane against giants, for example.
Can I be a bane against humans?
Yeah, that's an evil thing to be.
I'm just not human.
True.
You're not human.
Neither am I. In fact, it's only Bastion.
I could be bane against the lizards.
The other option is defending. The defending weapon allows a wielder to transfer some or all of the sword's enhancement bonus to your armor class as a bonus that stacks with all others. So basically you can move the plus one out of your sword and into your armor class.
But then I wouldn't have it in my sword.
No.
So I'd be
it would just be a magical sword.
Is that just a one-off thing then?
As a free action you can choose how to allocate your weapon's enhancement at the start of your turn before using the weapon. And affect your armor class until the end of next turn.
So is that a shield one?
That's defending.
Yeah.
You can also do... What else did we say? Oh, yes. Merciful. The weapon deals an extra 1d6 points of damage, but all damage it deals is non-lethal, so you don't kill things with it. You just bludgeon it to death.
On the first part you do lethal, and the second part you do non-lethal? Or is it all non-lethal?
All damage with a merciful weapon is non-lethal.
Right.
Everything it does. Anything you do with a merciful weapon is non-lethal. However, you can choose to turn it off. And then choose to resume it.
Bing!
So you can go, I need to kill this, turn it off. You lose your d6, but it's back to being normal.
Foam rubber off!
Exactly.
So you could you beat it unconscious and then switch it off and slit its throat?
Yes, in theory.
Which so that actually seems bad. Quite good, because it's giving you an extra d6.
It is pretty good.
Oh, which is going to bring them down a lot quicker, then you just...
That's a good point.
And I think with...
The half-orc's got a very good idea.
The other
I had it first. The other one is... I just didn't get it in time.
The only other one is throwing, which allows you quicker. To throw a melee weapon that wasn't crafted to be thrown.
A melon weapon.
Yes, that's melon. Your only other one. So, that would be that then.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What are you going with?
I think, from what the rogue and the fighting half-orc have said... That perhaps this non-lethal damaging type sword thing may be of use.
I just love the fact if you backstab with it, you get 3d6 plus, what is it, d4 plus 1 of non-lethal bashing damage.
Yes, it's non-lethal damage.
Turn it around and bash with the hilt or something.
They just don't die from it, do they?
Maybe it was quicker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but not noticeably in combat.
Yeah. So what do I have to do to make this magnificent weapon complete?
Well, technically, you're the one with craft arms and armour.
I am indeed.
So yourself, I'm being generous, and Bastion, get together and cast a
spell. Give me a Bastion! The dwarf and the human cleric get together.
And you open the enchantment, mm-hmm. and Bastion casts his spell into the sword.
Okay.
And then you close the sword again to enchant.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go for it.
In character. We need to discuss it because I've turned over a new religious leaf.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, so I imagine that... So, I don't know how it would work. Would you just go, I can enchant your sword? What would you like putting in on it?
We have learned new and arcane pathways that allow us to empower this weapon.
Yeah.
Balazar now understands how to enchant the sword. He's been looking at it since you got it, and he now understands.
I thought he was stalking me.
Yeah, no, he was just looking at
his
sword.
Just a dwarf, that's all.
Anyway, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, it's merciful. Probably merciful.
Well, you'd be merciful to the unconscious, and then discuss it and later.
That opens up all kinds of avenues of discussion with the beasties. I can't believe you can back. You can end up with like a 20th level rogue doing like 11d6 additional damage with this sword and it's still be non-lethal.
Is he dead yet?
No, he's just unconscious.
Oh, for God's sake.
Try try and beat the Tarrasque to unconsciousness.
Little baby.
Does anyone want to munchie? Divinest sweets in the world.
Why are they so expensive?
Is there a Cadbury's munchie?
No,
that's Nestle.
Yeah, they're evil.
Evil.
Yes, but they make munchies.
Evil. Well, stop saying you're evil if you're sending.
Send us more munchies.
Why are they so expensive? They're 50p.
Munchies are all hand.
Yeah, you haven't got about $50 at the conversion
rate. Oh, I have people complaining to me today. They're like, my God, it's psychotic. In fact, they would use what's psychotic. They said the ratio of the exchange rate on the dollar to the pound is like, it's psychotic.
Well, I was thinking, Dragon Meat, there's that very, very nice HeroScape game that was 47 quid. It should be due out 40 quid in England.
It's $39.99 and will be available for sale in the UK on Wednesday the 15th of
It December. Looked super, super, super pretty, but it's $40. So I'm going to America next month, so that'll be 20 quid to me. Ka-ching, yeah. Thanks very much.
And you'll be able to pick up the expansion packs by then as well.
Oh, because they're not being released in England, are they?
Not for a very, very long time.
Yeah,
that'll
be Christmas money from you,
though.
It's big, but
bring about 8 over and sell them for massive profit.
It's not illegal.
Your luggage.
No.
We're travelling first class.
Well, yeah, we are. We're travelling first class to my dad's lovely. It has lots of points and stuff.
Well, you could just cover them in your own personal footstool. It's not actually the several boxes of games.
These are not games!
See, now you've got the choice of do you take that stupid big wedding album over, or do you bring
We have the wedding album, which we brought for you to look at.
Ooh, is that what that crazy
box was? It weighs 7,000 million pounds. It looks probably... Actually, we could use it as a prop for your spellbook.
I was going to use this groovy thing I picked for Amsterdam recently.
Let's stop the product and get back to the game.
There is a game in here somewhere.
Yes, there is. Thank you to all the people who gave me nice free things.
That's
very, very well appreciated.
Matt Goodman and Peter Graff.
Yes, it is. The book is quite nice, actually.
Star Wars.
A book that written in like 1800 something. I'm a little bit into it. It's quite cool.
So
I won't be able to understand anyway, but.
The sword.
Yes.
To magic it.
Yes.
To get it done.
Yes.
Me and Bastion of Torm get it together.
You
get it on. You start to produce something wonderful.
You open the magic. And Bastion casts his spell into it. And you weave it into the sword and close the enchantment.
And this is where you'll go.
As long as Bastion has the spell, cure light wounds.
Let me see. No, I'll do it.
You can do this. It becomes a +1 short sword merciful.
It's being one of my domains.
Or a +1 merciful short sword.
So we just do it.
That's it, it's done.
It's done! Flipping it. That was a bit automatic.
It takes about an hour for you to do it.
Alright. Bish bash bosh. Woohoo! Bing!
Okay, what happens on my.
You have a +1 merciful short sword. See, if it says short sword,
yeah.
At the end of it it says notes or other abilities or something. Yeah. Just write merciful. +1d6.
I've never written merciful before.
M-E-R-C-I-L-E-S-S.
No. Yeah, try again.
On the very end.
I.
F-U-L.
I wonder why I said it.
Merciful. Merciless. Weapon of mercilessness. That's more like it.
It's a +1 short sword, merciless. +1d6. Doesn't change anything.
Damage is +1d6.
Yes, when you have merciful active, it does +1d6 damage.
So just keep it active.
However, it doesn't do lethal damage. So if you hit something, take it below zero, it doesn't die, it's just knocked unconscious.
Okay, that's fine.
Which is effectively the same thing.
What do I put in my damage column then? Do I remember just 1d4?
Leave it. That's still its damage. It's still 1d4. And 1d6.
Ooh,
so your damage is 1d4, 1d6, but don't put it in because it's still 1d4. But when you backstab, you do 1d4, 1d6 plus your backstab damage.
I don't understand.
It'll work out in the wash.
Well, sure.
Do I add 1d6 every time I use it?
Yes, assuming you have Merciful active.
Yeah, so if I went up to Bastion now and hit him, yes. I would be doing 1d4 plus 1 plus 1d6.
Yeah. Yes.
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 That's
right.
Stupid. Why can't you just make it a d10?
Because that's not how it works. That would change your averages.
Average.
Okay, that's fine.
It's good. It adds 3.5 to your damage. On average.
More dice give you better minimums.
Anything else that I need to do?
Why 2d6 are better than a d6?
No, that's fine. That's done.
Okay.
It's
anything better than
the Eclipse. It's ever happy. The most unloved of all role-playing dice.
Oh, how could it be 30 and I never used it?
That is, well, that's just plain obscure.
Yes.
I've seen a D16. And
I've seen a D34 if we're getting into that kind of conversation.
Stupid dice that people may come up with a system and then have specific dice built for them.
So, we've made a magic weapon!
You have.
Hooray! And they want to hit something until it falls unconscious.
And then wake
yourself up. Just to make sure it works.
So, let's say that when it's merciful, it turns to rubber.
I'm a lapsor.
You have a lapsif, so.
A large latex weapon.
So we can have a +1 short sword lapsif. Anyway.
LARP.
Where are
you
going?
There's an adventure in here somewhere.
Yes, there is. Well, you are standing in the chapel.
The big bad guy ran away.
Yes,
or disappeared and went invisible, cackling down the corridor, whatever he did. We went, you bastard, he ran away!
Yeah, yes. Very good recollection of the last game, Paul.
It's amazing, that ability, isn't it? almost audio photographic in a sense, wouldn't you say?
You'd recently listened to it.
Yes.
Paul's secret that he divulged to me today. He listens to the
before
each session, he listens to the last 15 minutes of the last one. And I tried to, but it wouldn't fucking work. So I have no idea.
But you were listening to a different session.
Basically, you had an enormous fight.
We did.
Which involved a minotaur, a fiendish minotaur, that burst through the portal, which you've now closed, and a ratty sorcerer man who cast lots of spells.
Was I here?
Yes, you were here.
Was I drunk?
You might have.
Possibly.
Possibly.
You were ill. That.
You were filled with cold.
Yeah. I was, wasn't I?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember.
You were funny.
Was I?
Yes.
I had a lump on my tongue, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
And wasn't there also something resembling like a large pit fiend?
Yes, there was a pit fiend as well.
Caused us to...
For 2 or 3 seconds.
Oh, was that the thing that went invisible? And we heard it running and I went, it's over there.
Yes.
That's it.
I was here.
So, and we're a bit worried because Bastion of Torm got bit.
Were you worried?
Well, I'd be bloody worried if I was bitten by a weir rat.
Was it a weir rat? Weir rat?
Yes.
Well, no one actually rolled to see whether it was a weir creature or not. You just killed it. And then it turned invisible and it ran off.
No, we worked out it was a weir rat.
Extra planar?
Didn't change form.
No, because I think you said, actually.
Yeah, maybe. That doesn't mean you know.
That was us getting mixed up within our character information.
Yeah.
Metagame.
Right. Steve, does it say extra planar?
It does.
Anyway.
What? Oh, Woot, the celestial snake is an extra planar creature.
Creature?
You could bait evil things with it and get bonuses.
Yes. Wow. It has a smite evil.
How good is that?
Smite evil wounds!
Can you like wrap it around your sword of mercy?
I have it wrapped around my arm because he's my pet.
Ooh. You're training him.
Yeah. Does it count as a weapon so people don't get an attack of opportunity?
So now what I'm going to do is, like in Conan, I can make it like fire from my bow and arrow.
Oh, that was cool. Yeah. I love that bit of the
movie. Such a geek.
I have embraced my geekdom.
It's very good.
So we've got, we've made a magical weapon. And
yes.
We've got bugger the big bad guys, bugger it off. But we did close the nasty, nasty portal to the nasty place.
The horrid beasties were pouring out.
Yes.
Very good. Congratulations.
Hooray! We felt like we've done something. I think it was the plot we were supposed to renew, but we missed the plot.
So we head to a different section.
Yeah, let's just go, whoa.
Where are you? I'm sure there's bits left for us to explore here, though.
Should we go north, then?
North? No, they're scary.
No, north is bad!
North is bad.
Where are you going?
You are closest to... You are quite close, technically, where you are.
You're pretty close to either an exit to the east or an exit to the north. So you do actually have an option of going in either direction.
Wow.
Do we want east or north then?
You're pretty close.
East and north for the past 6 days.
Yes, but now you have options to go on to a
different
map via the east door.
My impression was the rest of the party weren't too keen on the northern option from our last experience.
It was scary. I ran through walls.
Have you all got your strength back yet?
I have. I lost one.
I haven't quite yet.
No, didn't think so.
But how long does it take for them to make my sword?
About an hour.
Oh.
It's because it's already been pre-prepared by another wizard. If it had been a normal one, it would have taken him many hours to do.
But this one was just easy.
This one is a special item, in that sense.
Yeah. And now we have a new shield of flesh in front of us. Well, how many... NPCs have got with us now.
You have an additional 2 NPCs. You have Boyect,
you have
Kalhis, and you have Sliths.
Kalhis, are they troggies, aren't they? No,
they're lizardmen.
They don't smell quite as bad.
They are not troglodytes, they are lizardmen. Do not get them confused. You have Boyet, the kobold wizard.
They look very similar.
You have Calhis, the lizardman ranger.
Yeah.
And you have Sliths, the lizardman druid, who carries on her shoulders an enormous snake.
Who likes me?
See, there's a lot of flesh warding there that can just take on those nasty undead while we run away.
I'm fairly confident the snake sees you as a snake.
Snake versus snake. Ah, well, what should we do, oh brave adventurers, as we try to find our way out of this bloody huge dungeon?
It's a big dungeon. Let's go that way.
Which way?
That way.
That way?
Yes.
Which way is that way?
Not that way, it's that way.
Oh, the other way.
I'm being awful kind of letting you remember which way north is, because by the time you've been in this dungeon so long, you probably wouldn't remember.
North is always... I'm a dwarf! Of course I know which way north is.
That is true.
Actually, this is D&D, I believe that's a Warhammer function, is it not? You always know which direction is north underground.
Well, it does.
But if you've got 5 ranks in survival, you're automatically...
What, are you going underground? Groovy. They haven't got 5 ranks in survival.
I have none.
Look, north is always up. Everyone knows north is always up in a map. Unless you're a dwarf, in which case up is east, but that's a whole...
Don't worry, these two probably have.
Anyway.
North or east?
We'll take a vote on it.
Perhaps to the north, though.
Which way did we go last time when the nasty men came through the wall?
North.
I don't think we should go that way.
How about we take a vote on it? Okay?
But we'll get to vote.
Do we get votes to this?
Yes, you bloody XP leeches, you do. Right!
They're well tentacles attached to us.
If they're party members, they, in theory, they can get a vote.
Does anyone know?
You took Boyek to the north, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Right, everyone wants to go north, put up their hand!
Right. The ranger...
Just the one, then!
The ranger and the druid vote to go north.
Three!
They aren't voted.
Woot says we should go home.
I suspect Woot may be voting with the halfling.
Woot doesn't have any bloody hands to vote with.
He has two tails, though, look.
He has a head and a tail. Or what is a headless snake.
So that's 3-4 and a lot against. 4-4, alright.
We're going to get crap kicked out of us anyway, so it doesn't really matter which way we go. But logically, we wouldn't want to go the same way that we already knew was bad.
So you're heading east?
I wouldn't anyway.
Yes.
We're heading east, whichever way that may be.
Northerly of east.
It's an entirely new map for me.
Woo!
Are you heading through the most northerly door? This one, because it's the one you're closest to.
Yes.
Okay.
Golly gosh. A new area. Believe it or not. You don't know what room you're walking into, do you?
We have no idea.
I'm on that paranoia track again.
Ooh, an entirely new random encounter table. Hello. Entirely new table.
You need someone with better eyesight than me.
What, are we being paranoid about us recording?
It's always the usual thing, isn't it?
It's looking up at the light fitting that's the problem. I can't see, but I'm sure we are.
If not, we can do it again better. With revision,
do it again and better. Okay, fair enough. I think the answer to that question is yes. So there we go.
Looks like hard to see.
I know. We're working off one light out of three in this room.
It's still very bright.
It's still, when all three bulbs are in, it's like, oh my god, it's the sun! Right. Okay. So we're going to make a new map, basically, don't we?
I prepared a little wipe thing there.
Hey, did you have a wipe thing?
Did you say? For this. I don't have a one for that.
No, I have no wipe for that. I have no wiper for this, unfortunately.
Let's see.
Do you have anything to wipe just with my nose? So then we can create a whole new map.
It's been on there for like...
We'll flip it over so you can actually play with this size. So
best of luck.
I don't actually, because I've got the wrong bag for tissues.
I should go request from Helen.
I was very tissued up.
Make sure you're all spelled up and everything.
Oh, we're spelled up, alright. I'm going to be hit pointed up. Yes, max hit points, please.
Did we rest after last
time? I think we did. Yes.
Good.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hurrah. Hurrah, whiteboard. My wound's current hit point box is getting a bit tatty now. It's been rubbed out so many times.
So do I have
all
my hit points?
You will
do.
Yeah.
See, this is why I use a separate scrap of paper.
I'm
just seeing how long it takes to actually rub my way through the entire sheet of paper.
There was a hole there.
Helena's kindly purchased some tissues.
Hooray!
Asda, which we can now use to wipe the dry whiteboard.
Asda, for all we put on shopping.
For all your roleplaying needs.
Asda Walmart,
then. Yes, it is. Asda Walmart.
Damn Walmart. Apart from itself leads in the American Walmart, so I've tried that.
Yeah, out. But you can't get handgun ammunition anymore.
Really?
How awful.
Can you get handguns? Can you see his robot catalogue?
Because or is it the Columbine massacres?
Oh, oh dear. Too easy to get hold of a handgun. Don't they still give them away bank accounts?
Oh, that was in...
no, they were rifles.
Columbine.
Oh, they were rifles. That's so much safer.
Well, yeah, well, those pistols, they just don't have the penetration bar to go through the security barrier.
No.
Barriers in front of the tellers. You need the more powerful round for the penetration needed.
Can you imagine that conversation? Welcome to our bank, sir. Here is your rifle, powerful enough to shoot me dead through my bulletproof glass cover.
I think they're pretty sensible not to hand over the ammunition at the same time.
Here is your voucher. Please take it to a store far, far away.
What do you mean you brought your own ammunition in anticipation?
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I was really freaked out when the first time we went to Texas and we walked into just a sports shop. And it was just rows and aisles of guns, and it was great.
What did I say? I was particularly impressed by the camouflage patterned pump action shotgun. Because you can use a pump action pistol grip shotgun to hunt.
You can.
Those close you can. Oh, they're right next to you.
Camo is just a fashion statement.
It's for home defence when you've got camouflage wallpaper.
Yes.
It goes to the whole ensemble, you know.
There we go.
Oh, it is clean. That's quite impressive.
Ooh. A bright new board.
We've run out of elbows. Realms of new potential in Area 2.
B.
B. It's B. It's
Region B.
Hello, Helen.
Ooh, Doritos.
Oh, thank you, my love.
Hint of lime,
yes.
Don't believe anything. Oh, we've left the gift in well, kind of.
Don't herniate yourself.
Is it the same sort of gift that the cats occasionally leave?
Yes.
They're very mean. They don't live
happily.
We have called you a special gift.
I put your scarf in there as well.
Helen is fleeing from the room.
You'll have to close her or the cats will get in.
I've just closed it. It's alright, I'll close it when I'm sure Helen's left.
Thank you, Snack Girl, for the new bigger bag of Doritos Hint of Lime Dippers.
Very nice. That's
lime evil.
Mm. Okay, folks, you come through.
How much bigger?
Wow, your wedding photos, just what I've always wanted, just for me. Be careful when you lift it up, because I can't get it out of the box very easily.
Uh-oh, cat sign.
Hello, pussycat.
No, it's Cthulhu, isn't it? She's a real minx in here.
Cthulhu.
Go on.
You're making stroking noises.
I was trying to make the cat
she will purr. Though no. Yoros, the purry one, really.
The purry one.
He's like a bloody jaguar engine.
No, it's got stage fright.
Pick up Yoroth, he's good for
there's some great looking rooms on this map. Look at this map, looks good.
Is it like a pool?
Pool!
Look!
Yay.
All kinds of
swim.
The dwarf didn't bring his beachwear.
Oh.
I'll make
you
some.
Oh.
I'm pretty good at that.
Right, you walk down the corridor, you come to a closed door. It is a large stone door, similar to the ones that you've cast out.
Well, that works.
Cat be gone.
Cat be gone, so that's fine.
They're
alright on the floor.
No, I don't think they are.
So, stop waving cats at the MP3 player.
Cats are purring. Hello, small cat. Do you have a new collar?
No, the other one.
Is it the other one has the new collar?
Yoroth wants to be
Cat
famous.
Cthulhu has a new collar.
Yoroth wants to be famous. It's a very limited kind of fame, I assure you.
Cool. Actually, I've got Yoroth purring on MP3, so if you want it, we can put it.
Where is he?
It's
under
your chair.
Catch you! Out you go! I'm out!
Thank you!
They are a sneaky duo, those two.
Yes!
It's Christmas! December.
Merry Christmas! Right, you come down a corridor, the most northern of the corridors from Area A. Heading
can we have,
east.
Marching order with a new expanded party size?
If you would like.
Yes, I think that would be very useful.
The druid and the ranger will always be near each other. Oh. Boyink will be somewhere, but not at the back, but nowhere near the front. Somewhere safely in the middle.
Oh, you want to pick your own?
Is that a pick your own dance?
Go on, Doritos, Hint of Lime Dippers, pick your own.
Oh,
pass you on. Have this cheese and chive dip as well. Here you go.
I shall be at the front. You should see the looks that Paul gives me when I open a packet in here. I'm like, oh no. So I start getting things about packets now.
Because of my healthy appetite, I have to
You have turned into a disciple of Burn, yes.
Yeah. Right, you come along, you reach a large stone door. Similar to the large stone door you reached when you went north into Area E.
Ah.
It's a dividing, getting out of the area kind of a door.
Perhaps this is the way out of this dungeon.
Yay, we can go home.
At last! Our epic adventure may come to an end.
That wouldn't get you
home. Shockingly.
And a voice from
a disembodied voice.
I'm a god.
I know. Oh, god of snack treats. So, are you liking to open said door?
I will listen after said door.
It's very thick and stone.
I can hear stone. Yes, I can hear stone. I probably hear that it's stone.
What's that? The stone.
I check it for traps. Yes.
Give it a whirl.
I have gone with my traps. It goes off. Search, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
24.
Very good. You don't think the door is trapped?
I have something stuck in my teeth. It really hurt.
Oh, my lord. You're right.
Have you got the pick teeth skill?
Yeah, but I don't have the pick teeth equipment.
Yeah. Your pick teeth lock skill.
I'll do it with this What?
Nothing, I was reading Scary Death.
So. Don't kill me!
I'm trying to read it out.
That's why we have a new flesh shield in front of us. Mostly serpentine.
My snake doesn't get it.
So, not a great deal of distance.
Really. The door is locked.
Locked?
Yes.
Locked.
Okay, I shall pick lock with my lock pick skill.
Give it a go.
Is that okay? Ugh, it's 23.
It's fine.
22.
Yeah. Oh, well, you can convert a 7 into a 22. That's a really good.
You almost get it, but not quite.
I take...
He's 25.
10, 20.
You took 20. What would that give you as a roll?
Well, I have a skill of 15.
So you're 35.
Yeah.
But eventually, the door swings silently open.
I tumble to the back of the queue. Yep. Not the queue.
I don't think you can.
Damn it.
Into a short corridor, which ends in another locked door.
Fantastic.
Ooh,
well, I'm very scared about going in here because we might go in and we might not be able to hear each other
door.
Okay.
A normal door that you've seen elsewhere in the dungeon.
Okay. I shall sneak up to it.
It's another bloody door. And I bet there's another bloody corridor behind it.
Mm. I get 12 to listen.
You don't think there's anything on the other side of it? Yeah.
I check said door for traps.
Maybe you're wrong.
I'm getting a bit of...
Oh! That's a challenge.
That'll be a 20. 5.
Yeah, right. And?
11. That's the lowest I can get.
You're 24. You're 1.
I don't think this door is trapped.
How often has that phrase ever been said in a game? You don't think this door is trapped.
Sorry.
I don't think that. I know.
Did you hear why I actually got?
It's so ambivalent.
Well, I just wondered if you'd actually
heard. You got 11?
No.
What did you get?
What have you just told me I just got?
20-something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang on. No.
If the GM is not going to listen and he's going to say you don't find anything on 25, then that's his problem.
That's a cunning plan.
I got 11, but no, you can't give me that now.
Either way, you don't think the door is trapped.
That will teach you to listen, young man.
If I were to say that I scored 35 on my roll, what would you say to me?
Okay, I don't think that there's any traps on this door, but I'm a bit scared by it. So I shall open it, but if I die, you must bring me back, and you must hold on to Woot so that he doesn't get...
Have you got the power to bring me back?
Not yet.
Not yet!
I don't know that.
Just a limb.
Don't die for a few more
levels
yet.
Who wants to look after my snake while I do it?
Pardon?
Okay, I'll open the door.
You open the door.
Do not a final turn, however, because you failed your listen, there are 5 guys with big sticks behind
you. Beyond the door,
you
see a corridor.
Cool.
That extends.
Oh, this isn't looking good, lads. It looks like more corridors again. How big is this place?
500 million feet.
10 feet ahead of you is a junction to the left. Further 10 feet ahead of that is another junction to the left.
Don't think we want to go that way yet. left or left?
Left or left?
Oh,
welcome to area B.
To be or not to be?
I'll probably have a wonderful look at the first one.
Right. I'm going to put my arm in front of me with my mirror.
Marching order, that's the front.
This is
me.
This is Paul.
Me.
Yeah. This is Guru. This is Jericho.
I'm going to go up to just before the first one, and I'm going to take my mirror out, and I'm going to peer down the corridor. Because I'm clever like that.
As you, Mr. Dwarf, walk past...
Stone cunning!
You've noticed this point here. You think there's a trap. The thief gets to the front and pulls out her mirror and starts to look around the corner.
A trap or a door?
A door, excuse me.
Door!
That would be T for trap. S for door.
My dwarven sense is tingling!
The thief is looking around...
Trap door.
Ahead of you, you see up the corridor, Mr. Thief, Miss Thief.
I had a sex change.
The corridor extends.
Hang around with all you blokes.
To another closed door up a corridor.
Well, we're not too sure with the sheer amount of jewellery your face is currently wearing.
See, that was the only problem with this character creating thing. I couldn't wear enough jewellery.
Not enough piercings to, like...
That's what you see.
Okay. Does it look threatening in any way? Is there dark shadows or cobwebs or anything?
No, it's the same as... Let me give you a description.
Okay.
The corridor is obviously old, but it is in fairly good shape. The air is musty, and a thin layer of dust coats the area. The walls are plain and free of mould or lichen. Stretches ahead of you, roughly 30 feet. The second hall joins this corridor roughly 10 feet from the entrance, the corridor you're now looking up, while the corridor itself turns to the left at the end.
Ooh, that's what we see.
Yes.
The dwarf is intrigued by this secret door he has discovered in the northern wall.
Okay.
How do I open it? Just roll some numbers, yeah? Probably usually, something to do with a d20 in this game.
Probably spooky.
Pokey.
The door is stone and flush with the normal wall.
I'll use my dwarven cunning to open it, if I can.
Well, normally you just push it.
Oh, it. Alright then. I will use my dwarven cunning of push to give it a go.
That's good.
We don't check for traps, we're dwarfs, and we just push things.
It's a big shim.
Whoops!
Sorry, it's not too bad. A blade drops down across the door and catches your hand as you pull back. You can take 4 points of damage from the scything blade.
Oh, don't I get a save or anything like that?
No.
It hits you.
Oh, right. Good for and it definitely hit. Damn!
Yes. It snaps back into the top of the door.
Ow! Rogue!
See, that's what happens when you don't tell me.
I mean, eventually.
I was looking down here with a mirror. I wasn't paying attention. Oh well.
There's a challenge for you, halfling.
That door's trapped, that is.
No bloody kidding!
It's obvious. Anyone can tell.
You swines! You swines!
I like that.
I shall go and investigate the door.
The door is trapped.
Can I roll first? Tell now. Right?
Well, the drops of blood across the small crack above the door indicate where the line would be, where the blood
passed. That's your blood up there. Down there.
No. Yes.
Did it hurt?
Yes!
You reckon it's reset?
It's a case of, excuse me, come in through.
Yes. Can I work out how it works then, knowing where he was stood and stuff?
You push the door while the trap is set, the blade comes down and tries to chop your arm off.
How would I reset the blade?
You would make me a disable device roll. Break it. To break it.
17.
You hammer a picnic. You're reasonably certain it's disabled.
It's fixed now, you can go through it.
A bloody side tap blade.
Or perhaps you could prod it open using the end of this spear.
You can do that. I'm not doing that.
Everybody back 10 feet.
Everyone thinks they're so bloody clever.
10 feet to go. Oh, you're going back out of the door, as it were. You came in through.
There's no other way the group's going to get to that door.
Everyone shuffles back 10 feet.
Everyone shuffle.
Okay. The
blade snaps down and takes the belt 3 inches off the end of his spear.
But a voice from God told me that I thought I'd fit on it quite successfully. He lied. That my God being trickstery with me again. Damn him. So
all of the voices in your head, either way.
Do you want to try again?
Okay, I'll try again.
You've got your spear left.
Well, yeah, it's not like I'll use it to actually fight with.
I rolled a 19 and I have plus 12. I think I did it this
time. You're reasonably certain it's chopped.
I've done it this time. The voice in my head says, with the spear.
No, you're not done it. You're reasonably certain.
I've done it.
You push the door open. Into a room.
As the lava flows over your body. You think maybe that was...
Rescue my snake! Rescue my snake!
It's a celestial snake. Does it automatically go to heaven when it dies?
Yes.
So I mean, I'll go to heaven with it now.
Only if you hang on really tight.
I'm going.
You hang on really tight. No, that
I'm going to heaven. Everybody. This is a bit of a religious.
It's like the old onion skin fable, isn't it?
Is that a very old one? I have no idea what.
It's a religious one, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
You look into a stark chamber. Along the western wall is a table and chair, both built of stone. Along the northern wall rests a large bookcase. Only a few ancient leather-bound books remain on its shelves. Aside from these few furnishings, the chamber is empty.
I slide over to the bookcase.
Bookcase. Magic user straight in. Way!
I'm sidling faster than he sidled.
you're all running for the bookcase then.
Guess I shall stay in the corridor.
Okay. The ranger draws his bow and stands in the corridor next to you. And the druid also stays with you. Boyuk stands by the door.
What's the room number on this?
Everyone best wait for me to move since I'm in the doorway.
B3.
That was a classic.
Any time you like.
I've just got proposed propositions.
Get a room, you two!
We have.
I know. <anybody else. laughs> The leather books are extremely fragile.
Uh-oh.
I pick one up.
No, okay. Carefully.
I don't know the fragile.
The pages,
yes, you do.
The pages begin to crumble as you handle them. You have to be very delicate to stop this happening.
Oh, I think they're broken.
These are broken.
They're not very exciting.
They need mending.
I'm going to push it on the floor and ignore it and look.
I look at them carefully with my eyes.
I search the room.
Okay.
Maybe there's something I don't
know. Natural 20!
That would be a search of 30 then. I find everything.
Other than the books on the shelves, there is little else left in this room.
Little or nothing? Well, don't say little then, say nothing.
Dust and a few bits of furniture.
That's always more difficult once you realise where the dust actually comes from.
Yeah. No, but it's low in fat.
So, oh, it is!
I know what you're talking about.
That's all throwing fat packets!
Yeah, eat that stuff.
Right, okay.
That was quite a scary rendition.
Anyway.
And people listening to this
not
have
as bad
no
as
idea.
Nanny Bitty. You're
in the room. These
stop
books
talking about Little Britain.
It's so funny.
And how much you watch that?
Nanny Bitty.
See, for the...
We all love Nanny Bitty.
For the 90-odd percent of the traffic who lives in America, Little Britain is a comedy program.
Look it up on the internet.
Yes.
Award-winning British comedy program.
Anyway.
Books. How available on DVD series what then?
This is more breaking.
And both.
I'm more breaking.
Available on play.com. Right, so...
I leave the room.
The books, the books, the books. The books are really fragile. What do they say on them? Anything on the spines? Or?
Yes, there is a fluid text running down the spine. There is a fluid text inside, which you cannot read.
I cannot read!
You cannot read.
I cannot read!
You cannot read.
Damn! How about the half-orc?
The half-orc can barely read anyway.
Who's going to try?
The half-orc can't read.
I'm more smart than the average person.
Well, you're smarter than the average orc.
Yeah.
No, he can't.
Smarter than the average orc.
He can't read it either.
I might be able to read it, but I'm stood outside.
Can anybody read this?
Read
anybody? The writing on this book.
Okay, I'll try and have a look then.
Thank you.
It's written in Celestial.
Oh, God.
Word can read it, look!
Yes, Woot seemed interested reading the Celestial book. However, not being able to communicate with you, his revelations go unuttered.
Can he read?
No.
Oh.
Well,
yeah,
well technically yes, if you taught him to read, he could read.
He's got a
yeah, he can be taught to read. However, he can't speak, so there's a big problem.
Can I have speak? He can make letters in the dirt.
Mm. With his body. S-T.
This book is in very bad repair. You would require a cyberscript roll to read it. Now you understand the language it's written in.
Well, what's on the spine?
It's almost destroyed. It's cracked.
Oh, okay. Mm, yes.
Isn't celestial?
I could read this.
It is celestial.
Not right now.
Can we pack it up carefully and take it with us? Are there several of these books?
Yeah, there's a few books.
All right.
I think they're quite large and very heavy and very fragile.
I mean, in other words,
when it's time to rest, we could return here.
Okay.
Mm.
I
just
will swap you one
plane
for one
character. How many of your disciples
are going to have
more than one if you
like? Is it a skill for you?
No.
You reach each stage, I can't read.
I have the cyber skill, but I can't read celestial.
But I could always mend
them. I meant that completely.
Brilliant idea by Bastion of Tor. He could use his abilities to mend the books.
What a good idea. Fantastic.
Me and Garou are going to go and have sex in a room somewhere.
You're making a half orc. Or a half orc. A half orc. A quarter orcling.
A quarterling.
Quarter-offling.
Quarter-offling.
There's
only
background music for that.
Yes, anyway. I was
actually
offering to get his Pringles out of the tub for him, but I can't get them out for him. So.
What can I do for you? Where are you going now? Are you actually playing with his books? Are you leaving his books here for now? Or are you?
Well, we're leaving here for now and then come examine them later.
Oh, okay. Where are you going now? You back
You're assuming we won't get out. The entrance might be right at the end of this corridor.
In which case, we'll come back.
We can come back with him.
She wrote a complaint.
And if the evidence isn't at the end of it,
unless there's another one there, one way door thing.
Pounds of books in.
Okay.
So we move on. Noting the location of books.
I should write them down, shouldn't I? Mm.
Celestial books.
Well, they're not objects you've got, they're objects
you've found. I know, but they're objects I've got to remember to remember.
Yes.
Shut up! What session are we on now? 11?
Yep.
11. So we had nothing in session 10 either.
I'm sorry.
That's right, are you?
I'm sorry, all the equipment that was in that big fight was carried off by the guy who ran away. Including his spell book.
No items.
The git!
It's quite a good GM one.
A fly as well.
Right.
The sorcerer.
Excuse me, he doesn't have a spell book.
Yeah,
I see. No! He did have a couple of scrolls, I believe.
But that can be cured with modern antibiotics.
Yes. What are you doing?
Round the corner, look.
Right.
What room is this?
How? You're in room B3.
B3.
Lindsay, make me a spot check. Garut, make me a spot check.
Acne attacks.
Where is my dice?
16.
Very nice.
That is considering I've got a skill of 2.
19.
And you've got a skill of 8 million in it.
I don't. Spot's not very good.
You start to walk around the corner. There is a click from beneath your feet.
Run away!
Both of you begin to fall into a pit.
At least we're together.
Oh.
We get to make orklings!
No.
Because you've been through a traumatic event.
You notice the glint of spikes at the bottom of the pit as you fall.
Woot!
But don't worry, the man will have been to death before you get there.
I'll throw my snake out of the pit.
Wow. Right.
I don't like it when the DM says wow.
And picks up another dice.
Wow. You potentially are hit by 2 of the spikes. Will 20 hit you?
Say no.
No, if I change my... Oh no, I can't do that.
That's 2 hits for them, the spikes on you.
Damn it!
You may take a total of 12 points of damage from the spikes. And an additional 8 from the fall.
Mm. 12 plus 8 is 20.
Yes.
Sorry.
A lot.
Garoot, me dear.
I don't think I'm going to be able to copulate with you this evening.
23 will hit you. 15 won't hit you.
You don't have to do much.
28 will hit you.
I've just got to copulate.
You may take an addition. You may take 12 from the spikes.
I recommend you go with class.
And 10 from the fall. You land 20 feet down a pit amid a pile of spikes. Ouch! you say.
You can't have a pile of spikes or else it wouldn't hurt.
A bunch of spikes. They're all pointing up. They're spiky. It's
grid of spikes.
Yes.
Where have Kurut and Felin gone to?
There's a big hole in front of you.
And the crunch squelch noise.
And the snake is on the edge.
Sorry, I was cleaning my ears at that moment in time.
Okay, your snake is safe, don't worry.
Dwarven, you are a peril to the moon.
Well,
makes very good candles, I understand.
Ow.
My god, this place is full of fiendish traps. Don't worry, we'll get you out of there.
You were very close to spotting it, is all I can say.
Does anyone have any rope?
The halfling has rope. A rope comes flying from the ranger's back.
He comes from his back. He's like a rope turtle.
He hammers a pistol into the wall.
Identical.
And that's the point to it and throws it down the pistol.
Excellent. Fantastic.
There anything in the pit, apart from us?
Spikes!
Our spikes and our blood.
Yeah, no, that's all.
Is there any skulls?
No.
No one else has fallen in here.
No.
Am I the only person that's ever fallen in here? How embarrassing.
How embarrassing for the thief.
I shall try and climb
up. I'm dreadfully injured.
Eventually, you both climb the rope. You both climb the rope and exhaustedly land back on the...
Oh my lord! A horrible fiendish thing.
I faint in a very dramatic manner.
After a couple of minutes, the floor clicks back into place.
Mm-hmm. You know what it is, isn't it, about that?
Yes, I'm going to draw around it where it was and then...
Just make me a decision.
Does it occupy all the floor?
You wrecked a trap on the floor.
Put the whole width of the corridor that collapses.
I take 20.
What did you actually draw? What did you actually get?
12.
For the floor?
Indeed.
You successfully disabled the device. Okay. It is a very easy device to disable.
Okay, I still write trap and point.
Surprisingly.
And draw, like,
what's your search skill?
My search skill is 10.
Yeah, you'd only need to roll an 8 to actually see the trap had you been looking for it.
Well, I'm going to have to be more careful now. But it's really impossible in a role-playing game to say, I'm looking at the floor, search for traps, I'm looking at the floor, search for traps all the time.
But the idea is, that was just a corridor trap. You haven't encountered many of those yet.
So how would I play this? I don't.
You'd say, for example, you're scouting ahead, or you could say, I'm looking for traps in the corridor. The only reason I got you there is because you walked out of a room where you searched, and then everyone went, right, we're going round the corner, and that was it, straight down the hall.
Mm.
You got a spot for it, but you didn't get a search because you weren't actively looking. Okay.
That looked painful.
How many hits did I get you down to?
7.
What?
Got me all the way down to 31.
I need to make poison spikes next
time. And you hint halfling, next time, land on top of the half orc.
I was trying, but I got my spikes wrong.
Wow. To increase the challenge of this encounter, make the spike trap 40 feet deep.
Oh!
It's an extra
2d6.
2d6 is
1d6
per 10 feet, isn't it?
Oh my
god.
See?
And most parties only have 30 feet of rope. Well, generally. 50
foot.
Was it
50 feet? It comes in 50 foot.
Silk rope.
Silk rope. Hemp rope. Very heavy.
Very heavy.
What are you doing? Where are you heading? You have the corridor to the left.
Ow!
Oh, would you like me to draw the trap?
I think the halfling may need some healing first.
I've been healed.
Oh yeah, that's quick.
A fair amount.
Trap, he's good.
Trap is on. There you go. Where are you heading?
I'm going to be searching the corridor very carefully for any traps.
I'll accept the fact that if you walk up the corridor and roll the dice and go, a search of such and such for the corridor, that's fine for me. I don't need to watch you do it. That's fine. You don't think the corridor is trapped, you reach the door.
Is it a big stone door?
No, it's a normal door.
I shall talk to Luke and make sure he's alright.
The door
make sure he hasn't got any grazes.
Woot hisses at you and his little tongue comes out.
In a scary way.
He quite likes you as long as you're feeding him.
Okay.
Aww.
I'll feed him a cockroach.
Very good. He eats it. So, what are you doing?
Been holding out to us. You had a cockroach all along.
No, I found one down in that pit and grabbed it.
Mind you, I believe Bastion of Torm can now make an everlasting supply of food and water.
Cockroaches.
Cockroaches.
Everyone just looks a little away for a while. Cockroaches. Come back and there it is.
Maybe you're all for the draw.
I am. 13, 23.
You don't think it's trapped?
I listen.
Not locked.
Ah, I kicked it up too quickly.
Maybe you're wrong. For listening.
22.
You hear nothing.
Oh, I can do that duck thing we do now.
You hear nothing on the other side of the door. Well,
I'll open the door.
Open the door.
Searching all the way through.
Feeling, using the force.
Yeah.
You use the force on the door.
These are not the party you are looking for.
This is not the door you're looking for.
What is the door I'm looking for? I'm
narrower than that, actually, but it's good enough.
You know, what do you think the chances are that there are other adventuring parties stuck in this dungeon somewhere?
Pretty good.
They can't be the only people ever to have wandered through that crack.
This room?
Possibly not.
Yeah, this
might
room?
Be, a party with a cloak of Pelor and a paladin of Pelor in there as well somewhere.
Mm. Assuming we can actually get to play the game much.
Yeah.
This room is long and narrow. Toppled benches and tables lie in disarray throughout the space. Weapon racks and stand empty in the western corner. Whoever used this room has long since deserted it. The dust is thicker in here than in previous rooms. You kick it up into the air with every step. Several burnt-out torches lie on the floor as well. The air has a slightly smoky quality to it. Strange carvings line the back wall, and an aged leather hide hangs on the eastern wall.
Just how strange are the strange carvings?
Do you speak goblin?
Maybe I do. And maybe I don't.
Do you speak goblin?
I will search my
just
mind.
Just to Orcish. They're identical, yes. Really.
It's a bit like Undercommon or Terran, really, isn't it?
Do you speak goblin?
I speak Gnomish.
Yeah. Anyone speaking Dwarven recognises them as goblin writings.
Yeah.
But Steve can read them. It's graffiti. It seems to be... you get the impression that it's like they're bigging up the heroes in the battle. You get a context to the big stinky ones and the mighty Gurd and all kinds of bizarre goblin rantings about various things that they consider important.
That looks so utterly unappealing. I'm interested.
On top of
the
a simple pattern of circles and crosses, the same goblin, a scrawling goblin writing appears. He who growls and victory are the only bits you can glean from the bit behind.
Speak,
that,
friend
the bit
of
the hide.
Growl, victory.
The hide is written, he who growls and victory are the only two are the only words you can make out in goblin.
Speak, friend of Enter.
Some form of goblin.
What
hide is it?
Hey,
what thought of that?
Some kind of animal hide. You think it's possibly something like a bear, maybe? It's had patterns of circles and crosses on it that have been defaced by the goblin writings.
What have they written in, or have they scratched it?
It's a bit of both. It's a bit of mud, a bit of dirt, a bit of blood, a bit of whatever they found, and
whatever they found or could produce.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. It's a bit of etching.
Yeah, tears.
It's totally defaced, basically. What do you do?
That looks a bit... strange room, really.
I shall go back outside.
Avoid
the dust.
25. Between two stones in the northeast corner of the room, you find a small chipped silver dagger.
Ooh.
It's tarnished and old.
I shall appraise this dagger.
It is a silver dagger. It is solid silver.
Ah, I shall pocket this dagger.
It is small, i.e. your size, and it is a small, solid silver dagger.
What room are we in?
You're in room B2.
B2? Oh, bloody hell, going down.
Small silver dagger.
Paul?
Yep.
No, I wasn't there. I was far, far away at the time.
You find the secret door there, in the center of the wall.
Halfling, there is a secret door over there.
You notice it. Turning round, pocketing the small silver knight's dagger, you notice the door on the wall quite easily.
You know how I see myself doing it? Yeah. You know, Mystery Men, where there's the man with the horse?
Yes, yeah, just disappears.
Like that. I see myself doing that with all my goodies.
The vague tarnished silver glint disappears down your sleeve.
Did you take your sliding hand?
No.
You're a bit cackety.
Well, you're just not clever enough to say.
A vague silver glint flies around the room a bit and then she stuffs it into a sack.
Yeah. I thought you'd look at our shoes and the small things in the crack.
So,
I shall go over to the location indicated me by the man whose name I can always get wrong.
Balazar.
Balazar.
It is a secret door. It is secret.
It says so on top.
Where is the trap?
Make me a roll.
Oh dear.
16.
Don't think it is trapped.
You think a lot, don't you, Hartley?
I'm scared now.
Yes. So I'm discussing religion with Drewy.
Look, the half-orc likes to point things with his big stick.
The druid is discussing religion back at you.
I will ask
and
my
how
God
nature is very important in all religions.
God, whose name I've forgotten. I was going to say Torm.
How a single deity limits the view of the entire world to a single point of view. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. In his choice to worship someone. Which she does. But a big overall niche god.
Not lich god?
Not Chantyre.
Worship the lich god?
Nature
god. Oh, sorry.
God.
So they have lich gods down here? I don't want to know about it.
I'm about to offer a prayer to Tymora.
Very good.
For good luck to go through this door, because I'm not quite sure of my abilities anymore.
Cool.
Please let me through.
Just don't tell us that one, really.
Let me an open lock check, please.
A rogue who has shaking confidence is no good to anyone.
Nice.
15 plus 19. So good number.
34, really.
You...
How rubbish.
Well, the door isn't actually locked per se, it's jammed. So you sort of fiddle around with your thieves' tools a bit and get the jam unblocked. And you push the door.
Jam.
The door slides inward, creaking loudly on rusty hinges. The interior is dark, but it is not impossible to see into the room. The walls are lined with
Steve's character.
The walls are lined with racks and racks of simple weapons, spears, clubs and slings. Spearheads are dull, but the dry air has prevented them from rusting. Two large barrels towards the back of the chamber are filled with small rocks, obviously ammunition for the slings. Someone was obviously stockpiling weapons for a prolonged conflict, and they might be back soon.
Or they might not. They might not be back for several hundred years. Ever.
Possibly. There's lots of weapons in here, but... My spider sense tells me that they may be back soon.
Ah, your spider sense.
Boy, you've been here the longest.
Yes!
Do you know of any goblins in
here? I've never been near.
Work for your XP, you bastard. Come on.
Never been near.
Ah. Did you come in with any goblins?
No, orcses.
Ah.
Came in. We came ourselves.
Damn.
What you do in your own time, sir?
Well, if no female can fit that one.
So,
let's search the weapon room.
Give me search check.
Please. I'm almost tempted to do a detect magic just because I have two of them.
Are you
going? Oh, that's terrible!
Are you detecting magic?
I got
22.
25.
Wow. Are you detecting
you
magic?
You lying halfling. I am going to use a detect magic.
Very good. You cast detect magic into the room.
Need more magic weapons.
You find in the room 2 dozen short spears of inferior quality. 2 barrels containing roughly 170 pounds of gravel, suitable for use as bullets for the 3 dozen slings.
Halfling can carry that.
There are also 12 clubs found here, and are not discernible anywhere from other clubs, i.e. they're lumps of wood. There is nothing magical interest in the room.
Damn! How does my detect magic work?
I will pick up a sling to use as a spare.
That's just one off.
And like a pouch.
But it lasts a minute full of gravel.
5 minutes.
You fill your rock pouch.
Yeah.
Yes, and these count as bullets, you say?
No, they count as rocks. It says for use as bullets, but it says it's gravel,
it
counts as rocks.
B.
4.
B. What else is glowing out of interest, as in our new simplicity men friends?
What do you like?
Don't look at the halfling, you'll be blinded.
Yeah.
Ah, shining light!
Both of them have necklaces, which glow.
Pretty.
Can you tell what flavour they are?
Raspberry.
And that is all.
They have necklaces. Interesting.
But
yes.
Well, I have one,
however, the necklaces are glowing anywhere. They gimmit light.
Oh, well, that wasn't much of a tell then, was it? Okay, fine.
But can you not tell what if they're just sort of glowy light flavoured? Or whether they do other things?
It's a continual flame spell.
Oh. Woo! Toasty.
You can tell, by the way, it looks like a flame.
Alright, I guess we worked that one out beforehand.
Other than that, there's nothing magical on them.
Okay.
The halfling is a big pile of multicolored glow.
Yeah, it's basically a tome look like
a actually, you don't have that many magical
would
items.
Would you like to know what my
I know!
Halfling, the halfling has a magical sword and a magical cloak, I believe. Or a magical sling.
Magical sword?
The poor old half-orc is going, I ain't got no magical
weapon. Green acid arrow wand. Oh, yeah. Arcane sling. Amulet of health. Magic cloak of resistance.
I'm noticing a certain disparity in the parts.
Magic vials.
Oh yeah, you have the potions.
Magic vials or vials?
She has the potions. Yeah, there's five left, do you?
She keeps bloody well experimenting.
See, look
on.
How great my character is. I have all the magic things.
And it's all very neat.
I know.
And this is Woot.
And the rest of us have nothing.
No, this is Woot. I have a cloak.
You have a cloak. Okay.
Oh, look at Britt already had a cloak.
Okay, because I stole it from the corpse of Boyegd. But we won't go into that here. Anyway.
He got better.
He got, yeah.
Which is why he now casts Mage Armor. That's his first action. Every single combat. Anyway, where now? Hello, Helen. Or a large cat.
Does it not work?
It does.
Yeah.
But the light isn't turned off and I can't turn it off. And
do you want me to come and sort it out?
What is occurring?
I'll go and change the light.
I can change, but it's because it's hot when you put it in.
The cloth.
That would be a good
thing. Oh, do you want me to do it?
Possibly some gloves.
Oh. Is it husbandly duty time?
Or an assistance of someone else, potentially.
Ah yes, DIY.
DIY. We own the house, we have to bloody well fix it.
Late at night, DIY.
Nightfall.
Yes, yes.
Where now are you heading?
Very difficult.
Ladies and gents? Following round?
Yeah, probably.
Anything going on?
Probably. I don't know.
Okay.
My boots are nice, aren't they?
They're lovely boots, my darling. They're the best boots in the world.
They're not kinky.
Not kinky boots, no. You come around the corner and head
not
north.
Not so much the boots as what you do in them that makes them kinky.
Stop that heavy breathing. The door ahead of you is closed.
Search for more traps.
Make me a roll.
Maybe we should tie each other together for safety.
I get 18.
You don't think the door is trapped?
That's my cannibal mate.
Alright.
You're evil.
Oh, no, I'm very sorry. Spank, spank. Chop.
Not in that way.
Are you moving the door?
It wasn't in that way.
Are you moving the door?
Yes, I am, and I'm incredibly. Yes.
You open the door?
Yes, I don't need to roll to open a door. I'm
no, you don't. This is a bit squishy, I do apologise.
Am I coming to stand at the head? The teacher and you?
Of course you may.
Oh, it's raining.
He's a bit hot. Well, I don't stand next to it too much.
That's my
thing. The radiator.
Can I draw one then?
Yes, you can. When you run the game, you may draw.
Oh, but don't have fall. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, he'll never know.
He'll never know that I said I would run, because he will never listen to this 500 times.
Is that what that's for?
Yes, apparently.
That's very cool, actually. That's a good way to assess that.
I will run a game the first time ever in my life if those people give me money.
Yeah, well, because you'll be famous running it. You'll be doing a review of this box set that Paul's got. Anyway. Oh, I missed a bit. Rather important piece.
Of door.
There. He looks like a little man. Kind of. Alright.
Hideously, hideously deformed little man.
Where is the man, bit?
Right side.
Yeah, kind of. Anyway. You walk into the room.
Please show me.
It's a little man with his little mouth. And he's got a little goatee chin and his little nose. Actually, looks more like a kobold. Anyway. So your stomach rumbling. Are you hungry?
Yeah.
I'd sit down and muffle the noise if I were you. You're right, sweetheart.
I've just got incredible stomachache.
You're right, sweetheart.
Yeah.
My cooking. So.
Yeah, probably.
Yes.
It wasn't me this time. I can't sit down until Paul comes back. You can always have to stand up again.
You walk into a room. There is a block in the centre of the room. It's bigger than that.
I think I'm going to rest the toilet. I'm sorry.
I'm down to two players now. Send Paul back in.
Kill them all.
OK. Okay, yeah. Hey! You slaughter everyone. Now you and Steve are the only two left.
Yes, but think of the XP.
Yes.
Right now.
Would you like to do stuff, or are you happy waiting?
Oh, right. Okay.
Would you like to help
with on that thing?
Hey?
Well, we could
not that I know where it is.
Oh. We could search in here, assuming we're not going to get attacked by anything.
You could indeed.
Yeah. Go for it.
Ooh, 16. I'm doing quite well on searches, considering we've only got 3 in it.
What?
That's how many I've got, and everybody rags me.
Yeah. I have got an intelligence bonus.
Yeah, so have
I. People call me stupid. I'm uglier than I'm stupid.
You're uglier than you're stupid?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm too.
I like that.
Because I have no charisma bonus. I have bonuses for everything else.
So, you're searching?
Yes.
The corridor wraps around a square structure in the centre of this room. As you walk circumambulate.
Walk
oh
around.
My god. Somebody somebody else has written this section that wrote section A. As you walk circumambulate,
maybe they got a thesaurus.
You notice a large stone door set in the centre of the wall's western side. The stone of the door is slightly darker than the walls. It is carved with various indecipherable runes.
It is
here.
Indecipherable doesn't mean you don't speak a certain language.
No, they're indecipherable. It's, i.e., it doesn't tell me what they are.
Gibberish or one with time.
Yeah. Yes, gibberish and one with time, probably.
Extra difficult.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
No shiny powers of gold or shiny magic or kishta black.
No, maybe Paul will be able to make you one if he finds the correct right rooms to do it. Maybe.
Well, we've been past forges and stuff.
Oh, beasties! Yes, you have been past forges, you just need a way to light them.
Ooh.
There's all kinds of good stuff in here, folks.
Yeah, I've already got a masterwork double axe.
Yeah, you just enchant it.
There's some cracking stuff around this level.
Some cracking!
No, that's in like level L.
Okay.
Okay.
Kraken's in level L.
It's a beached kraken, it's not that much of a challenge.
It's a beached kraken. Oh my goodness, I'm a beached kraken. Feel my beachly krakenliness.
Balazar returns!
Very good.
Doing his husbandly duties.
Has Balazar created light?
Yeah, Balazar has indeed created light.
Non-permanent, continual light.
A bit hot on the fingers, but it works. What can I say?
Paul, could you get me some water?
Yes, indeed.
In the kitchen, thank you.
How's it going?
Good.
Half the party's disappeared.
They've searched the trap. They're waiting for the rest of the party to return before they
before we get to it. Draw an edge of the trap.
I'm forever searching traps today, aren't I? I'm very sorry. This is a big area filled with no traps whatsoever.
Apart from that one we found out.
Except for that pit trap.
And that later. Trap on the secret door.
Yeah.
So there's at least 2 traps in the first 4 rooms.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is not necessarily, I mean, we didn't have to come in through this corridor. We had a range of about 4 or 5 different ways we could have got into section B.
Yes, we've seen B2, 3 and 4.
Yes. I'm entirely sure where B1 is.
No, could be anywhere. Oh, I don't know where B1 is. Been there as well.
Is it the silly little bit between the two doors?
No. Yeah, it's the big strange corridor, you think.
Ah.
It's because it had a description, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Bizarre. It's a corridor.
Corridor B1.
Corridor B1.
Are we back?
Ah, yes. The dwarf has finally overturned.
Thank you. Pretty good. Now all we need is the rogue.
The rogue is currently indisposed, doing ladylike rogue things.
Roguish
lady
stuff.
Rogue things. Lady rogue things.
Well, I can't see you actually dealing with this door without the rogue, unless you're feeling particularly brave.
He says with a bandaged hand, yes, fine. I have a spear.
You found
it's
a door
shorter than
in the central block on the western end. It is a stone door, slightly different in colour.
That's nice.
Yeah. Slightly different in colour to the walls. It's carved with indecipherable runes.
runes.
Oh, not more indecipherable. How just bloody indecipherable are they? Runes are runes.
It's ridiculous. We speak every known language.
You're not the rogue.
You'll do. Sit down. You're a rogue. You'd be a rogue for us.
Wounds and wounds.
Wounds and wounds.
I'm famed for my accent, you know. Shield was a baron. We are proud of our ancestry.
Highly mixed.
Wounds for the treasure.
Wounds
for a treasure.
I like that. He's found very little pleasure in the wounds.
Bah, humbug.
I don't think you can really play a dwarf for this.
I thought his accent would die long ago, but unfortunately he's managed to keep it up.
Very soon the dwarf's going to die, though.
But the accent will live on.
Your next character.
You...
Is that all in one
room? All in one room. Where is Lindsay?
In the toilet.
Okay. Not in the toilet, I hope.
She's currently indisposed.
Which I'm sure she'll be thankful for me saying on tape.
Yes, I'm certain she will. She's started listening to them now, so she'll get here.
You missed her earlier on when she offered to get them out for me.
Really?
Get what out, exactly?
The Pringles, because they've gone too far down, I can't get my big head.
See, I'm crap at that as well. I just have to tip them upside down and they all slide.
I can put my entire arm in.
Do you know how all the way up to the shoulder.
Do you know how rubbish work are? I had 2 days training. I had today, and I had tomorrow as training for a new radio system.
Right.
And because there was a small group, and we weren't stupid like everyone else in their training,
don't need 2 days.
We don't need 2 days, so I'm back at shifts tomorrow.
Oh,
you don't get a holiday for being clever.
No, not at all. No, I feel penalised for being
clever.
I'm penalised for being cleverer than the numpties that they normally train.
Oh.
Apologies if any numpties that normally train on the new...
See, you're just too damn efficient. It's the first rule of good administration. Don't be too good.
The accent is lingering.
Lingering.
Don't worry, he'll move to Transylvania fairly soon.
Once we've dealt with...
Actually, I think we should have gone north. There might have been vampires there. They were undead.
Unless we're going to check the bathroom.
What, you have in the bath?
Yes, it's the same arrangement as the previous weeks. The toilet is free, but you have to wash your hands downstairs.
Thank you kindly.
Do we have to wash our
hands? No washing them in your bath, then.
Well, no, the door will be locked and you can't get in.
Just wipe your hands on the cats next door, they don't mind. But they clean themselves afterwards.
But we have rogues, the door will not be locked for long.
What's the difficulty check on a bathroom door?
Probably nowhere near as high as some of these doors you're opening without any problem.
I think you need a screwdriver and you just turn one bit on the outside.
Or a foot.
Not about 12 inches.
Oh, right.
So,
for that...
Are you returned, rogue? I can hear the soft footfalls of a rogue.
How's the rogue doing?
The rogue
has a weight off her mind?
No. Rogue, but now you get a +1 bonus to sneaking as she's lighter.
Not funny.
Are you alright, sweetheart?
I think you've poisoned me.
I have not. I am exactly the same.
Anyway, where are we doing?
Anyway.
I whispered.
You are in this room up here. Garut and Bastion have found a door on the left hand, western end of that central block.
Okay.
It's made of stone.
Kind of covered in indecipherable runes.
Yes.
Can I open them?
They're indecipherable.
Oh.
Altogether.
I realised we.
Luckily, I learnt indecipherable.
Sorry. Really? Yeah. That would have been a useful skill.
You want me to do something, don't you?
Well, it's a door.
Roll d20, we'll assume the rest. Brilliant! That's at least 25.
What did you get? Search check.
21.
You think that's trapped? You think the door is trapped?
Okay.
Actually, it brings up an interesting question. When you say, I don't think this room is trapped or this door is trapped, then we're not sure. But if you say, I think it's trapped, then... Even if it isn't, if we assume it is, we can't be surprised that if it wasn't.
Yes.
Yes.
Who's this crazy man that's following us around this dungeon?
You think this trap? You think this trap is a dead?
Do you want a job, boy?
You think this trap is a deadfall?
What's that then?
It means a great big lump of stone will fall from the ceiling if it is activated and crush anyone underneath it.
Okay. Everybody, stand back.
Oh yes, fine. Tell me twice.
How far are we standing back?
break trap.
15 feet, I suggest.
Everyone's standing back 15 feet.
Looks like about right.
Yeah. Okay. And watching the ceiling very carefully.
Okay.
Is there any obvious seam? Is there one big lump of rock?
No, it's a very good trap. You think it's been very well made.
Who the bloody hell builds these things for a living?
They're standing round the corner. Okay.
I have never, in all my 63 years, met somebody who said, I make traps for a living, and I'm very good at it.
The guy called
builds them?
A guy called Grimtooth.
Oh, well, yes.
Is he a god? Everybody pray for a very high number. Disable device. 23.
Whoops.
Not cutting it.
You've got a good reflex save, don't you?
Activate the trap. However, there is a groaning from the ceiling above you.
No, I've come right out of the way.
It's not going to come down.
I don't know, it's not going to come down, do I?
Yeah, you don't think you've set it off,
okay. But
you haven't disabled it.
I'll take 20.
You can't.
It's a consequence.
There's a consequence of being crushed to death.
But we're pretty blasé about that. So we don't treat it as a consequence, therefore.
Yeah, we're 25 feet away. So.
Does it get harder? It doesn't, does it?
Oh dear!
How'd you do?
97.
15. What's the, is it 10 below the set strap off, or 5 below?
It's 4 in melee combat, isn't it?
It's here.
You don't want to use the book that shall not be named.
No. We're using your player's handbook. Very shiny.
By Wizards of the Coast. Edition 3.5.
Not the leather band book.
Not the leather band book. It's a bit poo. Looks cool, but it's a bit poo.
I was a bit...
Yeah, 5 or more.
Best make me a reflex check.
Reflex
is the answer. Anybody's dice being well behaved tonight?
Don't have a roll one yet.
Actually, that's a good point. Let me just check. Right, ooh, that's not bad.
Try and make a plus one to this.
21.
Total reflex.
Splat.
Well,
rapid weight loss.
Knowing you.
A 20 will hit you, won't it?
Yes.
I want to see our flatmate. Oh my lord! And again!
23 damage from falling rocks. There's an enormous crashing sound from around the corner.
Oh dear, that doesn't sound good!
You go check.
No.
You're unconscious. I'll go check. Lots of damage.
Okay. Helen, you're alright. Helen, you alright? Okay, just checking.
Oh no! It's full of water!
I don't know,
cats can swim, they just don't particularly like it.
I'm worried about being down in here.
Have we got wet kittens in there? What's that?
Oh dear.
Oh, the poor thing!
Okay, temporary suspended to see a wet pussy.
Oh,
that is a wet cat. Oh dear.
Oh, you're
right.
This other one's laughing.
Oh. Let me try.
He's cold now. It's alright.
He's alright.
Cats are jumping in the bath now. Anything to distract us from playing with damn damn those cats.
Yes.
Stupid cats.
Could have been quite bad. So.
They could have been. Can I have one of your juicy lips, dear?
Course, my love.
Thank you, sweet pea.
I have three.
Oh, thank you. They're juicy and red.
Failing.
Squish. I'm
going to
go
pick some
cats
up.
Oh,
I rushed
around the corner.
There's a huge pile of bull. See, there's nothing to crowd like a soaking wet pussy as then.
That's horrible. As you come around the corner, the blocks lift and click into the ceiling. The squashed body of Phelan lying on the floor.
Oh dear.
Looks like she was mid-tumble.
Oops. You might need to fix this one.
She's unconscious.
I wasn't talking to her.
Oh. Oh. Wow.
That's so bad. She gets another 20. Oh, good.
She only took 23 from the 66 damage the trap does.
Yes. I'm mighty 17.
66.
Then I'll try and...
disable the trap.
No. I'll try to go back around this corner.
You pull back around the corner. You don't think, well, that's why you don't know anything about traps, do you?
No.
They fall on your head and crush the thief.
Yes.
Yes.
She was then like trapped me.
Crunch. Oh dear, poor cat. I look so wrecked. Oh, fell in the bath.
Yes, Phelan is now conscious again.
Ooh, excellent. It has been commented on and the obvious jokes have been made.
What about big boulders? No.
No. About the stamp feline.
Oh! Apparently,
yes.
Apparently nothing draws a crowd like a wet pussy.
Well, it's good that there weren't any clippers around.
We've been making the jokes while you've been crowding round
the
cat.
The cat is absolutely terrified.
Oh, the poor thing. Have you ever seen a little wet kitten? They're like so pathetic.
You're conscious again.
Thank you.
And bend this corner.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got 20 hit points back,
so it's no longer shaven.
So whatever you're on
yes,
there.
Yes, that's true.
Was it the one that was shaven 17. That's all right now?
Somebody's wrote it
down. Okay. Shaven, but not this one wasn't fully shaved.
I think he needs
something.
Yeah. Okay. Just put it on the floor, it'll be fine.
It's
on Lindsay's knee. Okay.
Put the cat on the road. Uh-oh, we've got company two times.
That's all right, it'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.